Welcome back. This is Will with Will Talk. Got my guy Terrence here with me for part two of the conversation that we was having. The topic was opposite sex friendships in a committed relationship. Had some strong opinions, getting a lot of good feedback, but I wanted to dive into it again and ask you a question about, let's just say, in the hypothetical, you were in a situation where your wife had a close friend that was a friend before you guys got married. She still continues to speak with him from time to time. He does the same. How do you address that? How does that conversation look?
Okay. So if she speaks with him from time to time, I don't have a problem with her speaking from him from time to time. My problem, or the conversation, comes in if I choose to think she's speaking with him too often. So time to time is, it just depends on, you know, the person. That's objective as far as how often they're speaking. For me, I'm thinking from the perspective of speaking from the husband that's doing what he's supposed to do. He's checked off all boxes, and yet and still.
All boxes, talking about that. What is that?
Boxes are whatever my spouse requires in this relationship. Those are her boxes.
Okay.
Her box may be working. I'm working. Her box may be providing. I'm providing. Her box may be if we have kids, a good father. I'm a good father. It may be communication. We talk often. It may be date nights or going out. We go out.
Okay.
We do that. It may be listening. I'm able to listen, and I'm able to give you feedback on what you just said to let you know that I'm listening. So whatever my spouse's boxes are requirements for this marriage to work, I've checked all of those off. Mm-hmm. So my issue would be, as far as the opposite sex relationships, if I've checked off all the boxes for the requirements in this marriage, for the things that keep your attention, that aid in you loving me, why is Keith still here? Why are you sitting down with this dude on Friday nights at the bar, or wherever you all are sitting down on Friday nights, whatever the ritual may have been prior to me? Mm-hmm. I checked off all the boxes. Why is he still in the picture? That is my question. Why am I not in Keith's position? Mm-hmm. Why is that angle still there? So for me, I'm applying pressure or asking questions to my wife as to say, I mean, what's going on here? I mean, I can't say, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
Because obviously I've checked off all the boxes as for the requirements to make this thing work. Mm-hmm. Why is he still here is my question.
I like having conversations with Keith.
So why aren't those conversations coming to me? I mean, what are you and Keith talking about? Are you talking to Keith? Are you and Keith having the conversations that you and I are having?
We talking about our past, we talking about childhood, friends in the neighborhood, different encounters that we shared growing up.
Right, and it's only so many times that y'all can have that conversation. Y'all already walked down memory road. Memory road is done. Y'all already had that conversation. If you want to share that conversation, maybe whatever. Y'all can have that conversation once every 2 years where y'all want to walk down memory road. Mm-hmm. But y'all not walking down memory lane every Friday night.
Right.
It's not happening. So why am I not at the bar with you on Friday night is what I'm not understanding. It's what me, you know, that's what I, as a husband that's quote unquote doing what's right. And to touch on what we were saying, as far as opposite sex relationships, just from the perspective of, you know, we touched on why this may or may not work. But just wanting to dive into the idea of, or just from the point of view of the husband or the wife that says, man, why is this person still in the picture? Not that I want to totally get rid of this person. And there are some people that do totally want to push the person out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But for that spouse that, hey, I understand that's your childhood friend. I don't want them totally out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But we do need to create some bounds. I'm okay with the occasional hooking up or seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the ritual meeting up, I'm not okay with that because I deserve to be there.
Do you think that comes from a place of feeling threatened?
No, it's not. I don't think it's a place of feeling threatened. It's just a place of, it's really a place of confusion. Like I just really don't understand why this person is in the picture. I'm not going to say deserves to be in the picture. I'm going to say, you know, maybe they do deserve it. And from your point of view, mm-hmm. as my spouse, but mm-hmm. I would be interested in understanding why they deserve to be with you every Friday night or however often that is. Right. Why do you feel as though this person deserves to be with you that often?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Man, look, it's a lot to dive into with that. I mean, there's a lot, but trying to keep it just on a basic for myself, I'm comfortable enough, and not to say that you're not comfortable, not to say that at all. I'm not going to say that at all. But what I am saying is that I don't feel threatened. That might not be the word, but that's my place. This is what I'm here for. I'm engaged enough in this relationship. I'm engaged in all of the things that you've expressed to me, be it verbal, nonverbal, that you're into, that you want to talk about, the things that you like, things you want me to do. I'm engaged, 110% committed and engaged. Why is Keith still here if I'm totally engaged?
Right.
I would feel slighted, disrespected, in a sense, because of half this conversation, you know that I am the type of guy who, look, I want to take care of your every need. That's what I'm here for.
Right.
And another guy shouldn't come in and take care of something that I feel like I can't. It's not like he's coming laying tile. I even YouTube that. I figure that out. Yeah. I want to take care of your every need.
Yeah.
So why is Keith, what is Keith doing that I can't? So I'm with you. I understand putting that pressure, as you stated, asking those questions, almost demanding an answer or response of some sort. Like, I need something because, and I look at it like this. When I say this, a lot to dive into, you hear, and you might have heard me say this before, couples together, one party is okay. One person is okay with coming in at 2 o'clock in the morning. Don't have a problem if the other person comes in at 2. But the other person has a problem coming in too, so they're going to always say something about it.
Right.
The person in that relationship who has that opposite sex friend may not see you having, may not have a problem with you doing the same.
Right.
So they're not even looking at it from the eyes or the point of view or the perspective of it being an issue. Yes, they understand that, yes, you can have sex with this person, but this is not what this is about. They don't even see it as an issue because I have no problem with you doing the same. Yeah, you can still be cool with Pam.
Yeah.
Because I'm still cool with Keith.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. Right. By all means, I hope you do because I don't want you to tell me to get rid of Keith.
Right. Right.
Don't tell me to come in earlier than 2 o'clock. I want to keep coming in at 2.
Yeah.
So you come in at 2.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
To allow me to keep doing what
exactly.
I'm doing.
Exactly. And I think a lot of times, kind of what we touched on before was that people don't want to address the elephant in the room. And that's a part of it. Just in itself, you don't want to get rid of something you have, so you don't even see it as a problem. Like, please don't tell me to get rid of this friend.
Right.
I don't want you to put this pressure on me. I know I probably shouldn't still be talking to Keith like this. I know I should be talking to Keith like this, but I mean, you ain't really put the pressure on me. You put the pressure on me, now I am forced to face making a decision. So, yeah.
I think a lot of times also we're such creatures of habit to where Keith and I have history, you know, this friendship history.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's hard to accept that the 10 years that you've had a friendship with Keith, I possess those same characteristics and you've only been with me X amount of time. So it's I don't want to use the term I'm here to replace him, because I don't. I don't want to replace Keith, because I want to be my being respectable of your relationship is, hey, I believe you can, you know, I want you and Keith to still be friends.
Man, fuck Keith. Okay. I don't have a problem with replacing Keith. I'm not comfortable with myself. I'm here to replace Keith.
Right, Kevin, I get
Sam,
it.
Sam, insert new name.
I get it. I'm being nice and saying let's Keith hang around.
I understand we gotta have a compromise, unless you
right. That's the compromise is.
But if we being real, we going.
If we being
it,
real,
yes, fuck Keith.
Right.
Keep gone.
Keep out. He's out. Look, I'm here.
Yes.
Right.
I don't care what Keith brought to
the table. Yeah, I mean, look.
We don't need to go down the lane.
You got a full-time job now. You don't need to work the full-time job and the part-time job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Scrap the part-time job. I'm the full-time job. I'm here.
Right.
Keith is out.
Man, this is what the show's about. It's about real talk.
Right. No, I'm right. I'm saying.
Keep going, man.
Right, but I'm saying I'm speaking from the compromising side.
Okay.
The compromising side is how can we still work Keith in this picture? I really want him out. I really want, he should be gone,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But because I love you and I know that you all share a history, my compromise is let's figure out a time frame that you can kick it with Keith.
Keith got a real short rope. I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, it's short. His rope is very short. Oh yeah, it's short. It's like, hey, you know, it's Keith's birthday,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna be there.
Oh yeah.
Right. That's the rope Keith has. Mm-hmm. You are now y'all's interaction. I'm there.
Mm-hmm. So no more brunch with Keith. Well, me and Keith used to go to brunch.
No, ain't no brunch.
Oh. We
you're going right. to brunch. Yeah. Everybody going to brunch.
Come on, we all going to brunch.
Right. Everybody going to brunch now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how Keith feels. And hey, Keith gonna have to stick through this. We're gonna put Keith to the test.
Right. I just ate.
I just ate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm full. And I'm going to brunch.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to brunch.
I'm with you on that.
Oh yeah, I'm getting cheese sticks. Cheese sticks.
They can be going to a wine bar. I don't drink.
Yeah.
Ain't shit on this menu for me.
Oh yeah.
But I'm there.
Right. You there. Post it up.
Smelling wine like right. I know what I'm doing. Swirling and giving it legs. I'm doing all of it.
We giving it legs. We smelling everything. Keith, I'm here now. I'm looking at Keith across the table. You're supposed to be gone.
You don't feel uncomfortable, Keith?
Right.
Keith should feel uncomfortable.
He should. And for me, that's why I feel like intuition should kick in and say,
exactly.
This dude don't want me here. Not that he has anything against me, But there should be a form of maturity that says, hey, my best friend is now in a committed relationship. The dynamic of our friendship has changed. Mm-hmm. So let's move accordingly.
Right.
Because we all have to understand that this thing has changed. It has now changed. And I'll use the example of, you know, just being friends when a mother or when someone is expecting or someone has a child. Once you have a child, the friends know that, hey, I can't call her anytime I feel like it, because there's now another person in her life that demands her attention. So I can't call her at 2 o'clock in the morning because she has the baby. You know, the baby's asleep. She may be trying to put the baby to sleep. She's finally getting some rest. So the dynamic of the relationship has changed because of the baby.
Right.
It's the same situation with marriage. So almost in a sense, Keith, you're not respecting my marriage by not acknowledging that the dynamic of our relationship has changed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and coming from a guy, I'm sure there's guys out there that still, you know, have, you know, friends or women who are in relationships. And not to say they see anything wrong with it, because they wouldn't have a problem with it themselves. It goes back to the whole coming in at 2 a.m.
Right.
Keith, if Keith still hangs around and still kicks it with, you know, the lady, then Keith's not going to have a problem with that being a part of his life. He don't have a problem with someone doing that, not say that to him, but he being a part of a dynamic similar.
Right, right.
But for some, for most guys that I know, that I spoke to, they're not going to be Keith.
No.
They're going to fall back.
Yeah.
They're going to just know, oh, yeah, oh, you got to do it now. Oh, okay. Well,
right.
Hey, congratulations. I'd love to meet them.
Yeah.
We should all get together.
Right.
Not, hey, girl, what you doing? Hey, we should swing through and get these wings, man. Me and the fellas out, man.
Yeah.
So you going to bring her out there with other dudes, Keith?
Right.
Like, I don't even know this dude named Keith right now, but I don't like Keith. Now, right. Anybody named Keith listening to this, this is not about you. I just want you to know that right now. I do not know any Keiths that I can think of. I don't know no Keith, so you good.
But I'm Sweat. And he was a beggar. He begged.
Sweat did beg.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Keith Sweat probably would be that dude.
Would be that dude.
He would stick around.
He's singing to my wife.
He is singing
at
right
the wing joint.
Every time he gets a chance, he want to sing.
Oh, baby. Give it to me now, girl. The wing? What you asking for, Keith?
Oh,
Keith got to get out of it.
Keep going.
Yeah.
And I know it's just coming from a guy's perspective.
It is.
But if we're going to be real about it.
I hope we're speaking on behalf of other females as well. I hope we are. I mean, because it would seem like, and this is, you know, I'm going out there, but it seems like, if you
say no, I say yes. You got me thinking about Keith now.
Right. Right. That's what Keith's saying. I'm saying no. Keith's saying yes. We should still kick it. So just to say, I mean, it's almost one of those things to where you're like, why not? Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you to completely erase Keith out of your life. That's compromise. And I just think that conversation comes off brash in relationships versus the understanding that, hey, you know, one party has to come to the other, be it my wife or be it, you know, whoever's spouse, someone has to come to their significant other and say, let's have a conversation about this.
Right.
Somebody has to think outside of the relationship and say, how does this look?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How does this look? I'm going have wings, or we have our ritual, or I'm sitting on the phone. It might not even be a physical sit down wing spot, whatever the case may be. It may just be I'm having extended conversations on the phone with Keith or Pam. Mm-hmm. I'm you know, we having good conversation. We laughing on the phone. Your significant other, I mean, that's hard to hear. That you're sitting on the phone with Keith and y'all are laughing, because more times than not, it almost exposes a weakness in your relationship. Like, man, she don't laugh when we sit in the company of one another. So it's almost like a reflection of that you should work, you know, that there's something for you to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying Keith comes into the equation, be it all the boxes aren't checked off, and that's something on the significant other. That's something that they have to acknowledge and understand. Hey, I mean, that's hard to say. Hey, Keith is here because you don't do XYZ, or, you know, I mean, we've been friends for so long, and babe, hey, you know, you don't like sitting down at the wing bar. Mm-hmm. So as a significant other, that's something that you have to work on. We're speaking from the dynamic of the person that has checked off all the boxes and you're still with Keith. Why? I mean, like we said, why is he still in the picture? And it's, you know, it's almost like saying from the middle person, I want to have both worlds. Mm-hmm. I want the history with my boy. That's, you know, that's my ride or die. We kicked it. We grew up together. And we're not saying let go of that. You know, we're just saying there has to be some kind of compromise where that dynamic, where everyone can still get along and everyone can be happy.
And it's different for everyone. I mean, there's not a one size fit all situation, but just speaking from my own personal, that compromise would have to be heavily in my favor. I don't want to be splitting 50-50 down the middle with my wife and her friend.
Right.
Like, look, Keith got to fall. Like, he needs to, we talking about 15%, we talking about 10%, and 10%, I'm there. So it ain't even like y'all got a long 10%. It's me still involved, because I feel like Keith should know.
Right.
Like, dude, you should know, fall back. And a lot of times a guy, when he has a conversation, I can't speak from the woman's perspective, but when a guy has a conversation about the friend, I can say the first thing, but a lot of times he's laced with or being called jealous.
Why jealous? Oh, yeah.
Because I should be.
Right.
Damn it. I should be jealous that you got another dude doing the stuff that I'm supposed to do. Why would you be okay with Pam doing the stuff with me that you should be doing? Why are you okay with that?
Right. And the only, and sometimes when you really dive into it, the only thing that's keeping the significant of the opposite person, I'm sorry, the opposite sex in the picture is time. Time is what's keeping them in, you know, if you've checked off all the boxes, then the only thing keeping Keith in the picture is time. We've been friends for this amount of time.
You're familiar.
Right. Mm-hmm. Familiarity is the only thing that's keeping Keith in the picture. And it's like, okay, I don't want to erase time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that. So let's figure out a way to make this work. Let's keep time, because that's all he is time.
Mm-hmm.
I almost want to call him time. He's not, I mean, because I'm Keith. Okay. He's just time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it. So let's figure out a way to make this work.
I mean, I feel like, and I guess it's just from my point of view, if I had a friend, Pam, and Pam goes to get married, I know eventually Pam gonna find somebody.
Right.
I know this relationship is either gonna change or end, depending on whatever her and her husband decide. I know I have no leverage and no power in this. Me going into it, I know she's gonna be with someone, and the moment that she does get with someone, I have lost any leverage that I may have in this relationship. And I'm okay with that, because I decided not to be with Pam.
Right.
I'm not with Pam like that.
Yeah.
Now, if it was you, for instance, okay, the leverage that I have has changed, but we still friends. We can still do some of the things that we did before. Do we do it the same frequency? Of course not. I understand that because now you have a life outside Will.
Yeah.
You have a wife, a family.
Right.
You know, so, and you're checking off all these boxes I keep hearing about. So you might have less time to check off boxes with me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just think people are not being realistic. They are looking at the best case scenario versus not necessarily the worst, but not the best case scenario. Somewhere in the middle is where this relationship is going to fall, but you thinking that it's going to be this thing where we can do, I can have my cake, eat it too, keep my guy, keep my best friend.
No. Keith, Pam, you're going to have to take a back seat.
Well, get out the car.
Right.
Get drive your own car. Meet me there.
Right.
Because you no longer take, riding with us.
Yeah.
You gotta get your own car.
Take a back seat. Hey, you look, the unwritten rule for Keith and Pam is, you know, I'm married now. We see you once, twice, maybe three times a year. We see you quarterly. That's it. I won't even say quarterly because that would be four times a year. I'm going to say three times a year, maybe we see Keith or we see Pam, depending upon the relationship. That's be it birthdays, and it's only significant birthdays. We're not coming to your 36th birthday party, Keith. No. You're going to be 40, 45, 50. One of them every 5 year birthday parties. Don't try to call us for every year birthday party. We just saw you last year. You know, as the husband, I don't want to see you on your 36th birthday, Keith. I'm going to walk in there and I'm not going to be happy when I see you, big dog. So call us when you turn 40. That's one point. The other point of understanding is, hey, okay, well, we're going to do a couples trip. Keith, go find you a gal.
That's what I was going to get to. Eventually, Keith needed to find somebody.
Right, go find a gal.
So he won't have all this time to be asking my girl, hey, what you doing?
Right.
You need to be with somebody, Keith.
Yes.
Lonely ass.
And we go out the country. We go out the country once, maybe twice a year. Bring your gal, and then we're going to hook up and go to restaurants. And that's how we're going to do that. That's how the dynamic works with the opposite sex once you get in a committed relationship. We see you on birthday parties. We see if we want to do a couples trip out of the country and an occasional talk on the phone. Hey, what's been up? You catch up for about 10 to 15 minutes. You off the phone. Done.
Sounds good to me. Well, we're going to wrap this episode up, y'all. Again, I
hope we helped y'all.
At least start conversations. See, that's really the point.
Yeah, at least start
conversations. We want to start the conversation.
Right.
Which way it goes at the end of the day, that falls on
you. Because
it's
a bunch of Keiths and a bunch of Pams. Y'all making things real hard and real confusing.
You know what's funny? You know who you are.
Yeah.
You know if you are Pam or Keith.
You know exactly who you are.
Trying to get in that car all the time and you need to be in your own car.
Yeah.
Stop calling that woman, seeing what she's doing. Yeah. You shouldn't care what she's doing, Keith.
Right.
Damn. But anyway, y'all, tune in next week where the conversation continues. Until then.